Hey there. Welcome to week five. We are officially now at the halfway point. So welcome and great job making it this far. We are going to jump right into a sitting meditation today, which will expand on what we did last week and will also lay the foundation for the new sitting meditation that you're going to be working with moving forward. So it'll be a little bit longer, at least 20 minutes or so. And if before we do this, you feel like you need to move your body or stretch a little bit, just feel free to press the pause button, stand up, move in some way that you need to stretch out, and then come back for the sitting meditation. All right. And so I am assuming now that you've done that, if you wanted to, and let's find a good grounded seated posture. Again, whatever that looks like for you. And if it needs to be lying down, that's fine as well. Okay. So, when you're ready to close your eyes, and if you'd like to close your eyes, you're welcome to. And let's just start by anchoring our attention with the sound of the bells. So take the first minute or so just to settle in whatever way that you need to. Grounding yourself in your chair. Or whatever surface that you're supported by. And just allowing yourself space to be exactly as you are in this moment. Without trying to change anything right now. Without trying to even relax. But just simply broadening your awareness to envelop and hold whatever experience is here for you. And in this meditation, we will be transitioning our attention to many different aspects of our experience progressively. And we'll start this process simply by grounding our attention at the breath, which at this point should be a familiar place to anchor your attention. So, just feeling that flow, the felt experience of the breath. Not a thought about the breath, not an idea about the breath, but the sensational experience of the breath. You're a reminder that you're here right now. That despite other things going on in your life, in this moment, you have allocated this time for yourself. And in this moment, you are here. You are not at the office. You're not with the family. You're not in the car. You're here. And the breath allows us to drop into being here a bit more deeply. And so, with this more anchored attention that we have now, using the breath to settle the mind, settle the attention, let's now shift our awareness to the body. And just a felt sense of the body. It doesn't need to be with any particularly difficult sensations. But we're just transitioning our attention from being with the breath to the other sensations in the body. And if you'd like to focus on a specific point, you know, maybe the feet on the ground or an area of pain, you're welcome to do that. Or you could just expand your awareness to feel the body sitting here in space, the entirety of the body. Maybe you notice heat. Maybe you notice coolness. Maybe you notice itchiness, discomfort, ease, or all of these at once. And all we're doing is just expanding our awareness to hold all of the experience. Not pushing, not holding on to, just allowing and experiencing. Almost as if we were an observer to our experience. And for the duration of this meditation, we're going to emphasize stillness. Meaning the invitation will be, whatever posture that you've assumed, see if you can maintain that throughout the rest of the meditation. Meaning, not wiggling the fingers, the hands, not scratching an itch, but just remaining in this still posture. Now, of course, you have the autonomy to shift if you really need to. Absolutely. And that might be the most wise decision for you at certain points. However, sometimes creating the parameters of stillness really allows us to come up against some of the things that we are most reactive to. Maybe there's some discomfort and then we immediately shift our posture. Or maybe there's an itch and then we scratch the itch. And so all of these little adjustments that seem mundane or benign, they're actually forms of reactivity. And when we create the parameter of stillness, it really brings us up against that urge, the volition to want to move, to want to shift, to want to change posture. And so here you get the opportunity just to notice, what is it like to be with that and not react so quickly to it. right, and so if you'd like to do that, we can begin that starting now. And for the next minute or two, we're still just inhabiting the body, feeling the body, being in the body, the felt sense of the body. It's okay if your attention drifts from maybe the hands to the feet to the body in the chair, as long as we're anchored in the body somewhere. And now, at this point, we'll transition our attention again. And now we'll become aware of sounds that can be perceived. Remember, sound is just happening at the ear, right? Even if it feels as though it's happening like outside the house or someplace else, your only experience of sound is at your ear. That's the only place it can exist. There needs to be some acoustic vibration and it needs to hit your eardrum, but it's only when it hits your eardrum that you experience it. So all you really need to do is just rest your attention at your ear and allow sound to come to you instead of feeling as though you need to go out and search for it. Allowing sound to move through your awareness, not holding on to it, not obstructing it, just letting it come and go freely with a gracious attention. And we'll shift our attention again. So moving now from sounds to tuning into your emotional state. What emotions do you feel in this moment? And sometimes this can be hard to drop into, especially if it's not, a very obvious one like anger or great joy. They might be more subtle. And so one way to tune in would be just asking yourself very honestly, how do I feel right now? And then what would you have to look to in your experience? What would you have to sense into in your experience to respond to that accurately? How do I feel right now? Just allowing space for whatever emotions might be present. Sensing into them and holding them, cradling them with your awareness. And we will shift our attention again, moving from emotions now to awareness of thoughts. Throughout many of the meditations we've been doing up until this point, when we notice a thought, we just become aware of it, allow it to come and go, and then redirect our attention back to the breath or the body or a specific yoga pose. But here you have the opportunity just to be aware of thoughts moving through your mind. In the same way that you might lie down on your lawn or in a meadow and just watch clouds come and go. So, what is it like to be aware of thoughts moving through the sky of your mind? Observing them as just like their own observable events. Oh, just a thought, just a thought. Doesn't have to be a good thought or a bad, it's just a thought. And one thing you can do to help refine that attention is every time you notice a thought, just label it as thinking. Thinking. Thought arises, I want some ice cream. Thinking. Wow, we've been doing this for a while. Thinking. Oh, there's some pain in my body. Thinking. So just label it for what it is. Just thinking. Watching them roll on through. Just the flow of the river, the clouds in the sky, the cars on the highway, coming and going. Even the thought that says, but the thoughts, they just keep coming and coming. That's just a thought as well. And let that come and go. Or it's like the same thought over and over. And so that thought about the same thought is just another thought. And so let it all move through your mind freely. And now for the last portion of this meditation. Let's let go of thoughts, or let go of emotions, let go of sounds, let go of attending to the breath, the body. And we're going to enter into what's called choiceless awareness, which is instead of focusing on anything in particular, instead of grounding your attention into the breath or sounds, kind of just sitting here and being here and allowing all of those experiences to come and go through your experience. Not attaching to any one of them, but if there's a thought, just allowing it to come and go. If there's an emotion, allowing it to come and go. Sensation in the body, allowing it to come and go. We're really just sitting here and being a witness to all experience. Watching the dance of your life in this moment, flowing through your awareness. Just like wind moving through a screen. There's the experience, and then there's the awareness of the experience. See if you can drop even more deeply into the awareness. It's separate from the experience. It's what knows the experience, but is not touched by it. It just holds it, allows it. Senses it, but does not fight, does not pull, just is with the experience. When you're ready, you can let your eyes open again.